Another passage says it like this: be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Don't give up your peace for anything. Be anxious for nothing. Now, is there any wiggle room in that? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Revive. This is Pastor Joey Rogers. We're thrilled to be able to have you a part of the program at the beginning of 2018. We pray that you are blessed and highly favored all this year. Today, I want to bring you, and I'm very excited to do this, my wife was teaching in a Wednesday night Bible class and bringing the principles that has the ability through the Word of God to relieve the stress and pressure of your life. In fact, the message is titled, God's Stress Remover. Here's Rita Rogers teaching on a Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover.
The enemy is so good about the threat. But you know, that's all the enemy can do is threaten you. That's all he can really do because it's just a threat, but he does have the power to antagonize you. There are times that the enemy will use a threat even upon me. And some of you might can relate to this. My mom died 5 years ago of melanoma, so me and my sisters were always going to the doctor, you know, and checking, and that's good. You need to do that. That's just in the genetics of your life. You need to look at those kind of things, and that's a smart thing to do. But when I become preoccupied or fearful with the thought that I might die of the same thing, that's a stronghold that the enemy will put upon you that you have to pull down. You have to constantly pull that down. It's a threat. We're worried about things that haven't even happened. And you know what the devil really wants to do to us? He really just wants to take our peace from us. He doesn't want our car. He doesn't want our house. He doesn't want your promotion. He doesn't want your money. He is just after your peace, the peace of mind that passes all understanding. You can't even enjoy the person that has really come into your life a lot of times, the friend, the relatives, because you're scared you're going to lose them. It's always focusing upon, the stress in your life is always focusing upon what really hasn't even happened. So why should God give you things when having them will rob you of the peace that you're trying to keep? Let me say that again. Why would God give you things when having them will rob you of your peace trying to keep them? Be careful for nothing. And Jesus thought worry was so important that he spoke about it on the Sermon on the Mount. And that was one of the big areas that he spoke about. And in that Sermon on the Mount, he gives us four reasons why you should never worry about anything. Because number one, worry is unreasonable. It's unreasonable. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's irrational. It's wrong. It's a sin. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a sin. Matthew 6:25, if you want to turn to Matthew 6:25, therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus talking on the Sermon on the Mount, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body that you shall put on it. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? And the NIV, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Now, I had a really good example of this, and some of you participated in this with me on New Year's Day in Dillard's. I saw some of y'all on New Year's Day in Dillard's, and I was saying, oh, my Lord, that's why I'm going to talk on stress. It's New Year's Day, coldest day, okay? Here we are, bundled up. Hundreds and hundreds of people knew the sale was going on, too. Was it a good sale? Yeah, it was a good sale. I mean, it was a good sale. Well, we got in there. Lord have mercy. He goes down to the basement, to the men's section. I'm up there. I go up top. I see some of y'all, and we're all feeling the same way, like, what are we doing here? People were going nuts. It was crowded. It was hot because we had all these clothes on, hats, gloves, because it was freezing outside. It was so hot. Weren't y'all hot? I was burning up in the place. You couldn't move without touching somebody, and that's one thing I just don't like. I like my elbow room. Give me some room. Give me some room. And then I'm up there, and I'm looking at this clothes rack. I mean, people were just going nuts, just grabbing. I don't even think they knew what they were grabbing. But I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, I really don't need this. But you kind of feel compelled. It's on sale. But I'm saying, I really don't need this, you know. And all of a sudden, my phone rings, and who is it? Pastor. And he says, hello. And I said, hey, what's going on? He said, get me out of this place. So I go down there, and it's hotter downstairs. That's when I saw y'all, hotter downstairs. And, you know, we looked at each other, and the scripture was so, is life more than food and the body more than clothes? Why are we so worried about what we're going to wear? Do we really need it all? Do we need that? Do we need that? Are we going to stress out over something that I just got to have it to survive? So we left. I think all of us kind of left about the same time. And I will never do that again. Worry just doesn't work. Why is worry unreasonable? Because worry exaggerates the problem. It never makes the problem smaller. It grows the problem out of proportion. Have you ever sat and thought about something so long that all of a sudden the little molehill turned into a what? A mountain in our mind. That's why worry is unreasonable. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. To worry about something you cannot change is useless. And to worry about something you can change is crazy. Just go and change it. But if you can't change it, don't worry about it. It is unreasonable. Then worry is unnatural. It's unnatural. I hope you're filling all this stuff in because you're going to have to look back at this. In fact, you're going to put it on your refrigerator. You're going to need it all year. Worry is unnatural. Matthew 6:26, Jesus said, look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? In the entire universe, I thought about this, in the entire universe, the only creation of God that worry are humans. The cows don't worry. I mean, does your animals worry? No, they don't worry. No, the horses across our street at our house, they don't worry. They're just standing there. They're just standing. They don't worry. Birds don't worry. Dogs don't worry. But they don't worry. There are no born worriers. We are not born to worry. We learn to worry. We learn to worry. We were not made to worry. When we came into no baby is born worrying. We were not meant, our bodies were not meant to worry, but some of us are pros at worrying. We have the PhD of worry. And if I ain't worried about something, I'm not happy. But I know it's none of y'all. We're thinking about everybody else except anybody in this place. Matthew 6:28-29 says, and why do you worry about clothes? See, that's just a confirmation. We shouldn't have been in Dillard's. See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. You know, God is the bird's creator, not the father. But God is our father. So it's unnatural for us to worry. And we are the only thing that God created that when we worry, we're actually telling them, I don't trust you. I mean, think about it. We've got to look at this thing honest. You've got to examine. When we worry, we are really telling God, I don't trust you. We really become an atheist when we worry. To trust an almighty God that knows the beginning from the end, that knows our goings and coming, that keeps his angels charge over us, that loves you with an unconditional love, but yet we worry so much to tell God, I can handle it, I don't need you. Then worry is unhealthy. Worry is unhealthy. Now, I really got a lot of info off of this. I won't go into a lot of detail, but your body definitely was not designed to handle worry. Matthew 6 and 27 says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto its stature? Can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? How many of you ever heard somebody say, I am worried sick? Well, they're really speaking truthful, because when you worry, you can become sick. Worry can kill a person. Stress has been labeled as the silent assassin. And I looked it up. Stress and worry can cause damage to the heart and create blood clots that keep a person's blood from flowing properly. It leads to heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers, stomach problems, panic disorders, headaches, sleep disorders, and depression. The Mayo Clinic claims that 80 to 85% of their total caseload is due directly to worry and anxiety. A leading physician has stated that in his opinion, 70% of all medical patients could cure themselves if only they got rid of their worries and fears. You see, worry comes from an old English term that means to choke or to strangle. So when you think of worry, think of what it really means, to choke or to strangle. And that's appropriate since worry strangles the mind, which is the seat of our emotions. Every time you worry, you are choking the life out of yourself. You are literally choking the life out of yourself. And then worry is unnecessary. It's just unnecessary. What good does it do? And it's so easy for me to say that right now. When you really get to where you start thinking about something and you worry about something, but what good does it do? It can't make you one inch taller. It can't make you one inch shorter. Worry can't take one inch off your waist. Worry can't change the past, or it can't even control the future. All it does is make your life miserable and everybody around you. Matthew 6 and 30, I believe you have it on your paper. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little what? Faith. And 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all of your care upon him because he cares for each and every one of you. Now, I really feel this, that in this room, there are those of us that really deal with worry and anxiety and stress. But God is saying, cast all of your cares upon him. What does it mean to cast? It means to unload, to lift off onto God, because only he is the only one that has the answer for every situation that you and I have need of. Amen.
You've been hearing my favorite preacher, Rita Rogers, minister the Word of God to you in the Wednesday night Bible class, God's Stress Remover. I can assure you the principles found in this message will be a blessing to your life. I encourage you to order it today. God's Stress Remover. It's available on CD or DVD, and you can order it right now at paceassembly.org or call the number 850-202-3100. It is our prayer that God's hand of blessing and favor will be upon your life. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.